My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
First of all, what company is this? Hello?
We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Because this came up on my checking account, and I haven't ordered anything.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
30122.
And we may have your first and last name?
Linda Kirstenberger.
Will you verify your shipping address?
6648 Wind Drive, Lithia Springs, Georgia, 30122.
Okay, will you verify your shipping address?
I just did.
Okay, I mean, I do see here you have this meal plan with us.
What kind of meal plan? I don't do meal plans. I cook every night.
Okay, so basically it's an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
No, I did not order anything like that. And how it got on there is beyond me. That needs to be canceled and my money needs to be put back in my account. I have not ordered anything, especially anything that comes to do with food. So that needs to be, I don't know what it is, but it needs to be canceled or whatever you got to do. And that $60 needs to be put back in my account.
Okay, so basically you paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapod, PS5, Dyson vacuum, and when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
No, I didn't choose anything.
Okay, wait, you do know for this meal plan, it is an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy, and I can offer you $20 a month.
No, I don't want it. What part do you not understand? I did not order it. I did not want it. It needs to be put back on my, whatever you guys did to it. But I don't order things online.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account, and I have confirmation for you to write down as well.
I buy my groceries and I cook my own food every day. I don't even eat out that much. So I sure don't need whatever that is. I don't know how people get a hold of your stuff.
Okay, I've canceled out that account and I have confirmation for you to write down.
Okay. Go ahead.
That would be C for Charlie.
I'm sorry, there's too much noise in your background.
C for Charlie. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
920.
Okay.
55.
Okay.
0092.
Okay, I'm going to read it back to you. Make sure I have it right. C is for Charlie, 9205-50092.
That's correct.
Okay, and what was your name?
My name is Destiny.
How do you spell it?
D-E.
Okay.
S-T.
Okay.
I-N-Y.
Okay, and will this money be put back in my account?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said I need to get that refund put back on my account, right?
I'm sorry, I can't barely hear you.
I said you will be putting the money back into my account, correct?
What I can do for you, I can offer you a $45 refund.
No, you took out $58.89. I expect that back in my account. I did not authorize this at all.
Okay, just one moment.
Yeah. People order things that people don't order, and then you don't reimburse us. I'm on a fixed income, and I don't order things online.
And I'm still here, just one moment. Okay, that $45 refund will appear in your account.
No, it needs to be the $58.89. That's what you took out. That's what I want back. I did not authorize that to come out of my account.
Okay, so I fully refunded you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
For the $58.89.
That would be for... That's correct.
$58.89.
That's correct.
Okay. If it's not back in there in 5 days, I'll call you back.
And I have that confirmation for you to write down.
Okay. I'm ready.
C for Charlie.
Okay.
9205.
Okay.
50092. And is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No. Now check in 5 days, in 3 to 5 days, and if it's not in my account, I will be calling you back.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same. Bye.